Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Brachos, and we are holding out the two dots on the top of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Hesebu Echad Mevarich. We said that if people lean, then one person says the bracha for everybody. So Amar Rav Lo Shanu El Pas Debay Yaseba. That's only when it comes to bread, which requires Haseba. Aval Yayin Lo Bay Yaseba. But for wine, one person can make the bracha for everybody, even without Haseba. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Yayin Nami Bay Yaseba. Wine also requires Haseba if you want one person to say the bracha for everybody. Ikada Amri. Another version of this discussion is that Amar Rav Lo Shanu El Pas Demahanyele Haseba. That only by bread will Haseba work to allow for one person to say the bracha. Avli yayin lo mahanya le Haseba. But with wine, it won't even help if you do Haseba. One person can never say the bracha for everybody by wine. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu yayin nami mahanya le Haseba. And Rabbi Yochanan says that you do need Haseba by wine if you want one person to make the bracha, but at least it works. If you do Haseba, then one person can in fact say the bracha. So Meis Vei asked the Gemara Ketzat say der Haseba, how do they do the guests come in and they sit on benches and they sit on chairs with a proper back until they all come in. They bring them water and everyone washes yado achas, everyone washes one hand, meaning Tosfos points out mipnei kavod habracha, this is for the honor of the bracha. This is not a problem of being arrogant and showing that you're being so extra machmir by washing your hands, like we have a problem with doing that when for those who wash for fruit. So this is not that same issue if you're washing your hands to make this bracha, since you're only washing one hand. That's why you only wash one hand, so that it won't be migase haruach. They then bring wine and each person says their own bracha. Aluve sebu ubaule mayim. If they went and they leaned and they brought them water, afal pisha kolechad vechad notel yadu achas, chosev notel shtei yadav. Even if everyone already washed one hand, you wash again and this time two hands. Balehem yayin, they bring you wine, afal pisha kolechad vechad birich la'atzmo. Even though one person, each person made their own bracha, echem nevarich l'kulam. Now everyone makes a bracha, now one person makes a bracha for all of them. Lehech lishna dam rav lo shanel pasta bay yaseba. Lehech lishna dam rav lo shanel pasta bay yaseba. Av yayin lo bay yaseba. Kashareisha. If you say like the shita of Rav, like the lashon of Rav, that by wine you don't need a seba, so then we have a problem with the reisha, because apparently in order to have one person make a bracha for everybody, you do need a seba. If they were sitting on benches and chairs, everyone had to make their own bracha. Says Gemara, no, shiny orchin de datai lume aker. Guests are different because guests always plan to leave. But according to the other Lashon of Rav, that with wine, Haseba won't even work. You're never going to be allowed to have one person make the bracha for everybody. What do you do with the Seifa that says that when they lean, one person taka does say the bracha for everybody? It says, no, that's different, because once the Haseba works for the bread, it works for the Yayin as well. So let's do some main points over here. Main point number one, there are two versions of Rav. Either that by wine, one person can always make the bracha for everyone else, or that by wine, one person can never make a bracha for everybody else. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, wine is just like bread, so it depends if you're leaning or not leaning. Then point number two, we have a brisa that says that guests would each make their own bracha before they leaned. And after they leaned, one bracha, one person would make a bracha for all of them. And the Gemara explains that this brisa does not contradict Rav, because guests and those eating bread might be different. Good. Says the Gemara further. If the wine came in the middle of the meal, why is it that if wine comes in the middle of the meal, everyone makes their own bracha, but if it comes after the meal, one person says a bracha for everybody? It's because one's throat is not clear during the meal, and therefore people are not going to be able to be focused on the person saying the bracha. They're going to be too focused on swallowing. We said that the guy who leads the bench, who says the bracha, is also the guy who says the bracha on the mugmar for everybody. From the fact that we say that he's the one that should make the bracha on the mugmar, it sounds like there's someone more qualified than him. Ba'achrona, we actually take out that line. Misayele the Rav. So this is a raya to Rav. Damar Rav Chiya Barashi Yam Rav. Hanotel Yodav Tchila Ba'achrona. Whom is Umul Bracha? The one who's really most qualified to say the bracha is the person who washes Mayim Achronim first. And that's a tradition people have, that when they're giving out the Mayim Achronim, they put it in front of the person who they would like to lead the benching. Rav Rabbi Chiya Vuyasvi Kameh de Rebbe Besudasa. Rav and Rabbi Chiya were sitting in front of Rebbe by Yisuda. Amalei Rebbe L'Rav, Kum Mashiyadech. Rebbe said to Rav, go wash your hands. Chazi Dav Amirtus. He saw that Rav was getting nervous, that, oh no, he thinks my hands are dirty, he thinks I'm a slob. What he's really trying to tell you is to chazer over benching, because you're going to be leading the benching. That's what he means by wash your hands first. He's not criticizing you for having dirty hands. So main point number three is the person who washes mayim achronim first should lead the benching. And we would have a havamina that he should make the bracha and mugmar as well. That he's the most qualified to make the bracha and mugmar. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rava Bar Yirmiyah. Me'emesai mevarchan al ha-reach. At what point do you make a bracha on a smell? Does one recite a bracha on a fragrant odor? Mishatal timraso, from when the smoke comes up from the burning of the incense. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiyah, v'haloka arach. But you didn't smell anything. So Amalei l'tameich, Amotzi lach meratz nemvarich, v'lo achal. What does that mean? You didn't smell anything yet? Yeah, when you say the bracha of Amotzi lach meratz, have you eaten yet? No, you're supposed to say the bracha el daite l'meichal. You say the bracha when you intend to eat. Hachanami daite l'aruchei. You say the bracha on the smell when you intend to smell before you've actually smelled anything. Amar Rav Chiya b'Rei da Abba bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Chista Amar Rav, Amri la Amar Rav Chista Amar Zeiri. All mugmaros, the bracha, the appropriate bracha is bari atze b'samim, except for a mugmar that's called moshak. Shemin chaya hu shem varchalav bari shemin chaya hu, because since it's min chaya, mevarchalav bari mine b'samim. We say a bracha bari mine b'samim because it does not come from wood or from a tree, but rather it comes from an animal source, and therefore it's bari mine b'samim. Meisvei ein mevarchin bari atze b'samim mela al parsimush b'shabi. But I thought that there are only three things that you say a borei atze b'samim on. How can you say that you say borei atze b'samim on all types of mugmar except for one? If we have a list of only three items that you say a borei atze b'samim on, tiyufta, that seems to be a very strong, unanswerable question. What do you do with a parsimon oil? What kind of bracha does one recite on its aroma? You say the bracha of borei shemen artzenu. Now you can't ask Rav Yehuda such questions. He's such an ohev Eretz Yisrael. He'll always manage to stick in something nice about Eretz Yisrael. What do normal people, regular people, say on such shemen? Shemen Arev, he who created sweet oil. Amar Avad Barava, Hai Kasharta, Mevarchin Levei Borei Atzei B'samim, Aval Mashcha Kvisha Lo. Kasharta, you say a Borei Atzei B'samim, but Mashcha Kvisha, type of oil, you do not say Borei Atzei B'samim. Rav Kana, Amar Afilu Mashcha Kvisha, Aval Mashcha Tchina Lo. Just not oil that's been ground up. Nardai, Amar Afilu Mashcha Tchina. Even oil that they ground up kasharta into, you would still say borei atzei b'samim, even though all the wood is totally ground up into the oil. So I guess main point number four, we say brachos, we say a birchas hananin before eating, and a birchas harech before smelling, as long as we're about to eat or smell. And then number five, we have a discussion about when borei atzei b'samim is the appropriate bracha. So we'll stop there, and we'll pick up at the very top of Mem Gimel Amud Beis next time.